Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's poppin', my nigga? It's PSA Podcast. Good morning, salutations, happy, great weekend, all other fly shit, my nigga. My G, what's good?
What's poppin', my G? What it do, man?
Shit. Can't call it, my dude, man. Salutations, my guy. My guy, let's get right into this, man. There's a lot of talk on social media right now. A lot of niggas talking this hip-hop shit. Benny the Butcher from Griselda and 38 Special, two upstate New York representatives, have decided to do a collaboration together, a project together called Stabbed and Shot. If that's not a grimy title for a goddamn project, I don't know what is. My G, 10 tracks, and I got to say I've been playing this shit since yesterday to now. I woke up this morning wanting to hear this shit. I got to go 10 for 10, man. This is a solid project. Talk, hood talk at its finest, man. I'm fucking with it. Benny and 38 Special, my nigga. Talk to me.
Drug talk, street talk. I haven't been familiar with 38 Special. I actually never knew about him. I didn't know anything about his music. So the first time I heard him was when he had the song with Jada and Styles, and I heard that song. And it was weird because I knew Benny, Jada, and Styles, but I didn't know who he was. So I had to get used to, you know. But The more I listened to that song, the more I really felt the street vibe that he was kicking. So it prepared me for the 10-song EP. I downloaded the shit off of Dat Piff last night. I was so happy they had
nice
it.
Plug.
I was
nice
like,
plug.
Oh, yeah. So it's not a plug if that's where I get all my music from. And it came mad fast, pause.
Title.
And
title.
I was able to listen to it on the train, and I was able to listen to it last night and today.
Sidebar right quick. Why don't you have title?
Because I don't want to pay for it, and I'm too cheap. I'm way too cheap to pay for a streaming music service. I will never pay for a streaming service when nobody can make a better playlist than me. For anybody to
you can make
to
your playlist also of title.
You know, I understand that, but I am too cheap. I'm telling you, I'm way too cheap. And they there's
only
nothing
$20 a month, fam.
Me.
It's $20
way
a month.
Too much. You said only $20 a month? I pay less for Netflix, and I get way more enjoyment off of Netflix. $20 a month for a music service is highway robbery to me. Highway robbery. So that's just that. But there's nothing title brings to the table that I like. So
that's not true.
That's
Joy saying that you can make a playlist.
It's absolutely true.
Songs,
I can make playlists.
R&B,
they're
reggae. You can
make
a playlist about
right
it.
Now.
Just more the hip hop on there.
They're talking about Nipsey Hussle right now. I don't fuck with it. Me and you never talk about title. So you know I'm 100% true with you.
I'm a title
You know
guy.
I'm 100% true with you. But you know
I'm
not.
Guy.
You know that.
It's
okay. But you know I'm not. You know I'm not. And you became a title guy when 444 came out. I remember that. So, what 38 Special stood out to me, man. 38 Special stood out to me. I really liked his perspective and the way he tells his street tales. You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, it's a solid project.
I was familiar with 38 Special because, you know, sometimes when you listen to other artists and you see a feature by them. So I saw a feature years ago, it was like 2009. 38 Special and Styles P had a song called Support, and it said produced by Pete Rock. So two things stood out to me. I did not know who this individual 38 Special was at a particular time, but I do know who Styles P is, and once I see Pete Rock, I'm pressing play. So I pressed play, like, okay, boom, they got a video and stuff like that. And that's why I got familiar with him, and a couple freestyles that he had with Green Lantern, because him and Green have a great relationship. So I've seen freestyles when he used to go to Shade 45, and freestyle with Green Lantern. You say 38 Special stood out to you, text me right away, and was like, why is there no Conway on here? Were you disappointed Conway was not on this project?
No, I wasn't disappointed at all. I didn't feel a loss. There's no disappointment.
So
what
are you asking? Nigga, you text me three times saying, where's Conway?
But you said,
what
was
you
I disappointed
about?
He wasn't on the track? No, I wasn't disappointed. The track didn't feel like
twice.
I don't hear Conway. So I don't like the song. I just wanted to know how come they're not collaborating. One time he's collaborating with Conway all the time. And then the next thing you know, he comes up with a whole album 38 Special. That's why I asked that question. But it wasn't a case of me feeling I'm missing something. I never feel that way in
that's why I took it. That's why I took
you,
it.
You took it wrong.
Yeah.
That's not how I looked at it. I looked at it as 38 Special shined on this to me. His street talk, like he had lines in there that was just making me like, this is some nice hood music. And the beats, the songs wasn't long. I liked it.
And you were talking about the beats. So I don't think there's a Derringer track on here that I saw. They went to other producers and shit, and I thought they held their own. Benny and 38 Special got busy without the services of Derringer, even though I would love to hear a Derringer beat on here. They had a song floating out for weeks now before this project, the Driver's Seat song with Benny, 38 Special, Styles P, and Jada Kiss, and Benny and 38 is setting it off, going back and forth like how Jada and Styles would. And I got to say, man, Benny and 38, they probably got Jada and Styles out of here with the back and forth, man, on that particular track, my G. I ain't going to front. Not taking nothing away from Styles and Jada, obviously. They're the godfathers of that shit. One of the godfathers of it. I mean, Run DMC, all that. Instead of, so maybe the end of that. But, yeah, man, I have Benny and 38 holding down the joints. I like the continuity they had throughout the tracks. And I'm going to address the elephant in the room. I see, nigga. Listen, I put it out there. I like Benny Drug Talk more than Pusha T's. Some niggas feel me. Well, some niggas, Matt Slander, so I see you, my nigga. I see you.
Yo, you're doing, and let me tell you, you're doing a disservice when you say that for this reason. Once people listen to this, if they go listen to this,
they should.
Benny's not overdoing it with the coke talk. He's not overdoing it. Like, Pusha really goes in specifically talk about cocaine. All, like, real hardcore. And Benny is just spitting, Benny's spitting street tales to me. He's spitting street hood tales to me. Every song I'm listening to it, I don't feel like I'm overdosing. Like, yo, he really OD'ing with it. I didn't get that from him. I just get it that he know how to talk.
But when he does it, though, I like his coke talk more than this drug talk more than Pusha T's.
Okay.
And I don't think that's a disservice. If Pusha T and Benny drop a project, I'm copying Benny's first, then I'm copying Pusha T second, and I'll be more hyped for Benny's.
I understand that, and I think to me, you're doing a disservice to our fans when you say that. That's all I'm saying.
Why?
Because
how?
Not realistic. Pusha T has just way more work, way more drug talk raps out there that you can listen to that are just so,
cocaine. I think when Benny does it, though, he flips it better than Pusha T ever did, in my opinion.
Okay, listen, I understand that, and listen, I respect
Common
your opinion.
Common boys, I know you're going to kill me. Come on, nigga, I'm with it.
Listen,
I'm with this shit.
I respect your opinion, but you're dead wrong on this. And it's not even something for me to get hyped on, because it's like, it's so out of the world. You know what I'm saying?
It's out of the world.
Because it's equivalent. Let me give you a
better. In 2018, Benny's spitting that shit better than Pusha T, my nigga. That's a fact.
Listen, but let me highlight. Pusha T's last album came out in 2015. He ain't been rapping like that. The verse on Drug Dealers Anonymous, which is fire, which I will put against any verse Benny spit on this 10-track joint. Like, that's the last time I heard Pusha T go hard. You know what I'm saying? And for you to go, shows you really don't fuck with Pusha T. And I'm telling you right now.
I do fuck with Pusha T. I do fuck with Pusha T. Hello.
Don't fuck with
Pusha T.
You didn't fuck with
it. Appreciation, sir. What are you talking about?
I heard it. And the whole time you're talking about Jeezy do better drug talk than Pusha T. So you don't
I like Jeezy. I did like Jeezy. So wait a minute. That means I don't
like
Pusha T because I like Jeezy's drug talk more.
No, what
it means
that you just naming Young Jeezy. You like Young Jeezy drug talk better. You like Benny drug talk. You like Benny drug talk better than Pusha T. And the point is, what is Pusha T known for? Pusha T's known
and
for
hoes.
One thing, drug talk. And that's why you don't. And that's why you gonna lose, because Pusha T mainly only talk drug talk, while Hov is way more diverse and talks about way more other stuff. When it comes
I believe Hov more than Pusha T because we know Hov's story. I believe Hov's story more than I believe Hov's drug talk more than Pusha T because we know the story with Jay-Z. So I'm gonna leave it there. That's all I'm gonna say.
You jumped out the window when you compared Benny to Pusha T.
That's not jumping out the window.
It is.
It's not jumping out the window.
Because there's no comparison. Pusha T is an established, this is what he's known for.
I'm not saying he's not established. I'm just saying in 2018. How? That's slander. In 2018, I think Benny does it better than Pusha T. That's a reach? That's not a dot reach.
Okay,
that's not an early-ass reach.
I can go,
that's not
I can
T-Rock
go
spelling
to,
calendar
I can
wrong
go,
reach.
I can go to Pusha T's old Drug Talk music and it outshines this. Like, why are you gonna make this album?
I'm talking about
not,
in 2018, my G.
Pusha T, how are you comparing somebody who's not rapping like that no more? Pusha T don't have modern new music out a lot like that. But if you go to his last
That's
album, his first two albums, or his mixtape stuff, he do it better. He's a better rapper than Benny. I know you hate
I don't
Benny
think he's
that.
A better rapper than Benny. I don't think he's a better rapper than
Pusha
Benny.
Pusha T's a better rapper than Benny. And that's facts.
I don't think he's a better rapper than Benny. That's me, though.
Me and you did appreciation for Pusha T. So people know how I feel about him. Pusha T's a better rapper than him, my G. And that's facts.
I don't think that's jumping out the window.
You're the only person who just created this fictitious. Let's just throw some shit out here.
You mean I'm the only one, nigga? What are you talking about, son? You're the only one.
Because the reason why you highlight Pusha T, because you know this is what Pusha T is known for. Why you not highlight nobody else? Any rapper you can highlight about Drug Talk, you highlight Pusha T.
Because he's one of the Godfathers.
Why you not highlight Project Pat? Why you not highlight Project Pat? You ever heard him talk his Drug Talk?
I listen to Pusha T more than Project Pat, my dude.
I know you don't know. See, that's what I thought.
I live in the South. I've been in the South for years, my dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm telling you, Project Pat, you never bring him up.
Shout out to
you. You never bring him up.
And why would I?
You see? Listen, here's the thing about hip-hop. Everybody gravitates to a certain artist that they resonate with. You resonate with Benny, and that's great. But you're resonating with Benny, you try to dismiss the work of everybody before him. Like, you say dumb, stupid shit. Like, Benny do better drug talk than Hellbell. Benny do better drug talk than Hellbell. Benny do better drug talk
yes.
than
Oh, my fault.
Like, yo,
you brought Hellbell's name in the conversation?
Hold on, you brought up Hellbell's name?
What color is your mother, Hellbell? What are you talking about? What in my French Montana voice? What color is your mother?
Niggas don't know what you're talking about when you do that.
I'll tell you what. Go to Vlad TV, French Montana, in the Bronx, getting the hell rail. They come back and leave a comment. How about that? I gave niggas the plug. There you go. I'm not jumping out the window. I'm just saying 2018.
Benny spit that shit, man.
I haven't heard a project in a while when niggas talking Hood Tales, 10 songs, and it was 10 for 10. I can't remember the last time I'd have to fast forward songs like that. Because
you don't listen to enough hip hop, man. You've been listening to 444.
Get the fuck out of it. You sound dumb as hell.
You've been listening to the story of OJ. That's what you've been listening
to. I'm listening to Nipsey Hussle and Sky Zoo. Let me tell you what I'm listening to. Hey, hip-hop historian guy. Let me tell you what I'm playing, man. I'm playing Benny, Sky Zoo, and Nipsey Hussle right now in my rotation. Fucks with me. What are you talking? What are you playing? Oh, let me guess.
I'm playing Drag. Let it grant. Are you saying Benny's better than everything you listen? Real talk, Lenny Grant. I'm trying to be civil with you. But you overrated this Benny special. It was okay. Because you the fucking window like you always do, hyping up some regular.
Uncle Murder shit is not better than Benny 38 Special shit. Uncle Murder and that dweeb nigga. Hold on. Uncle Murder and that other dweeb nigga that he had rapping on. The Leonard Graham Project is not fucking with 38 Special and Benny Project. Get out of here. You bugging the fuck out. You bugging the fuck out.
I'm not going to debate this. I like the 38 Special.
Because you get 30, nigga. You get 30.
I like the
38 Special. You get 30
Special.
Do you understand that? I put a Steph Curry on me. On you. If you talk about Uncle Murder, nigga. Fuck are you talking about?
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm never going to compare established guys who have years of body of work.
I'm talking about right now. Their projects now. I'm not talking about the body of work. I'm talking about 2000, the last project. That's what I'm talking about, nigga.
You want to get this? You see, I sent the video. Me and this nigga driving around through the city in the lap. Hard body, nigga. This is real shit. Fuck are you talking about? Know what real hardcore music is. I'm fucking jaded, nigga. I'm fucking 50, nigga. That's real street killing music. Shit, you talking to regular shit, average shit. And I'm telling you, I listen to this shit. You listen to regular, basic, average rapper shit. I listen to niggas who rhyme, nigga. I listen to lyricists and real
shit. Get the fuck out of here. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Nigga, shut the fuck up, you listen. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here, you listen to niggas. I listen to niggas in the lyrical. I listen to niggas in the lyrical. What's but who?
Pity's bum niggas to push a T ever. You disrespecting the hip hop when you compare.
So hold on. Benny's a bum ass nigga now. Benny's a bum ass nigga now.
Compared to the niggas, I listen to dead. Compared to niggas, I listen to dead. When you can't slander the real MCs with some niggas you just heard of last year. Fuck out.
Oh, my bad. This is coming from the guy. This is from the guy who bigged up the Migos album. This is from the guy who bigged up Travis Scott and the motherfucking Wales. This is the same nigga who told me Tekashi 6ix9ine is running more shit than Casanova. It's better than Casanova. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Drink bleach. What the hell are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? What the hell are you talking about?
You trolling. You've been trolling all morning yesterday.
I'm trolling.
Shit, you talking. Because the nigga can't fuck with Pusha Ton, nigga. Can't fuck with him at all.
What do you mean?
Appreciation for him. Why don't you tell motherfuckers why I'm there? We did appreciate Pusha because he's one of the greatest drug coke street rappers.
That's a fact.
In the history of the gang. He went bar for bar with your favorite rapper from Kiss to your favorite rapper of all time, the overrated Jay-Z.
See? There you go, jumping out the window. See? You saying I'm trolling, but you said the overrated rapper Jay-Z. You see this shit you saying?
Absolutely.
But I'm saying wild shit. Get the fuck out of here, B.
Some more facts? There's some more facts. Can't you expect that nigga at the Grammys, nigga? What? Disrupt him. Beat him in every category, nigga. Act like I'm making that up, nigga. Can't you expect that nigga? Beat him in every category. You don't want it with K-Dot, nigga.
So the Grammys validate hip-hop and what Beams in My Eyes was a better album? Not for validate Beams. It validates the artist, nigga. It validates the artist. It doesn't validate niggas like me and you do shows. It doesn't validate niggas like me and you do shows, my nigga. Fuck are you talking about?
True.
Yo, my nigga, I'm not overrating Benny at all. In 2018, and you have... So let me ask you a question. If Benny drops a project today and Pusha T drops a project. Which one you copping?
Pusha T, easy, man. It's not even a debate. You asking the wrong nigga. Pusha T, easy.
I'm listening to Benny shit. T, I'm sorry. I'm listening to Benny shit. That's a fact. That's a fact, my nigga. That's a fact. And I'll tell you what. You put a beat on. You put a beat on. You put a beat on also, and have Pusha and Benny go back and forth. Pusha beat that nigga 30 that nigga Pusha T, my nigga.
You talking about
put a beat on? That's
Benny,
a fact.
Benny got outshined by
that's
38
a fact.
Special on every song. Benny got outshined.
I wouldn't say
got
outshined. I wouldn't say he got outshined. I wouldn't say he got outshined.
No.
I'm not
street shit. I'm telling you that.
I'm not even.
In the regular
dogs.
You don't hear that shit like me. We listen to
shit. Get the fuck out of here, man. Nigga, you listen to other bullshit ass artists. The fuck you talking about, nigga? Fuck are you talking about? I listen to Little Brother. Nigga, shut the fuck up. I listen to Little Brother. You don't even listen to Little Brother and them niggas. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Fuck you talking about? Fonte, one of the dopest niggas. Fonte, one of the dopest niggas. You ain't up on Fonte. Get the fuck out of here, man. You ain't up on a Mr. Show, nigga. Fuck
you
talking about?
than what you hear and what I hear.
This nigga talking about Hell Rel. Fonte better than Hell Rel. I know that. I know Fonte better than Hell Rel. I do know that. That's what I do know.
You drink bleach. Now
that's
you drink bleach for saying some shit like
you,
that.
You sound stupid.
Drink bleach.
Wait a minute. Hell Rel is better than Fonte? Hell Rel is better than Fonte? Are you serious? You bugging. Hell Rel is better than Fonte.
Hell fucking yeah. No,
you sound dumb as fuck.
Hell fucking yeah. Hell fucking yeah.
Hell Rel?
Nigga, in the South,
no one believes you, nigga. Nobody believes that.
You lose connect with hip hop, nigga. You lose your connection with urban street feel, nigga. You out there with gun playing. Rosé, listen to that trash, nigga. You listening to trash out there.
When did Rick Ross come into the conversation? I never talk about Rick Ross. You just bringing that out there because where I live at. You just bringing that out because where I live at. So the easy for the easy thing for you to say is, well, Three Lizards 305, Rick Ross 305. It makes sense. So let's revert to the argument. That was cute.
But you
nice
do
try.
To Rick Ross, though.
But don't you ever
you
in your
do
fucking
to
life? Don't you ever?
You
I do listen to Rick
Ross.
Ross. I do listen to Ross.
I
do listen to Ross. Ross better than Ross better music than Hell Rel. Ross
and
makes
I
better music
you.
Than Hell Rel, nigga. What is you talking about? Rick Ross makes better music than Hell Rel. That's a fact.
I know. Yo, people, I know you listen to Rick Ross. I know you listen to Rick Ross. I know you.
And
I'm glad you admit
and
that's
is that crucification? Is my hip hop card been pulled? Has it been revoked? Do I need to get a new hip hop passport? Is that what I need to do? Is that what I need to do?
Can I ask you a question? Simple question. When Joe Budden was battling Ransom, why did he diss him on the set? You got outshined by Rick Ross. Why wasn't that an act? He said that as a diss to Ransom on the song. He used that as a diss. Nigga, you can outshine by that nigga. But anyway, that's how the hip-hop you
that's your
to
argument? That's your argument? That's what you brought to me in the comment, boys? That's what you brought to me in the comment, boys? Hold on. That's what you brought to me in the comment, boys?
I listen to Ruga, nigga. Ruga Rel, nigga.
I listen to Ruga too, but he ain't better than but I tell you what, if Hell Rel drops a project and Fonte drops a project, I'm copying Fonte's first. That's just a fact.
Get picked up Fonte shit and talk that shit in the Atlantic Ocean, my nigga. Talk that shit in Key West, my nigga.
My nigga, you never listen to Little Brother shit, so you don't know. You don't know about the good fight from Fonte. Fonte, listen, comment, boys. Do me a favor. Go listen to Fonte's album, The Good Fight, and come back and holler at me, man. Come back and holler at me, man. That's all I'm gonna say. Go listen to Little Brother, the Minstrel Show. That's a 5-mic classic album. Yes, 5 mics. Little Brother, the Minstrel Show, 5 mics. I'm so mad them niggas broke up, but Fonte was better than Big Pooh anyway, so rapping Pooh anyway. Neither here nor there. You know what I mean? But yeah, talking about Hell Rel over Fonte. You sound crazy as hell, my nigga.
Every day all
fuck
day.
Are you?
Every day all day. Every day all day. Nigga,
Fonto
to a rap conversation. He
Fonte, can't even, you can't even say the nigga's name right. Fonto, it's Fonte, nigga. Not Fonto Leaf, nigga. Fuck is you talking about?
No, my nigga, I listen to that shit. I don't listen to that shit. Straight up, I do not listen to that shit. Your kind of music, not mine. We listen different.
We mean what my kind of music? What do you mean my kind of music? Have you
that's
ever listened to
music?
How do you know? How can you know?
That's not my
how do you know?
Like I
my
said,
nigga, how do you, hold on. You could put Fonte right there with Black Thought and the Roots. You can put with the kind of music and the shit he talks about. He talks about black culture. Here's another song, y'all. Fonte, Styles P, and Pharoah Monch. Nigga, Pharoah Monch, you love so much? You know Pharoah Monch, the guy you beat up a lot. You're a guy from Queens?
Pharoah Monch is arguably one of the greatest MCs to ever live. Yeah. Pharoah Monch arguably one of the greatest MCs to ever live. Yeah. But don't disrespect Pharoah Monch. Don't disrespect him.
I never
nigga.
Did.
You just did.
You
mentioned Fonte
with this Pharoah.
You just did when you mentioned
they got a
Fonte
song together.
You
they got music
did.
Together.
You just
they got music together. Actually, you know what? Ask Drake about Fonte. Why don't you ask Aubrey?
Who the greatest rapper for the last 10 years?
Sure, I'll ask him.
I will ask the greatest rapper for the last
I'm not,
year.
I'm not talking about Jay-Z. I'm talking about Aubrey, man.
I
don't know what you're talking
about. You said good, so I will ask the greatest rapper for the last 10 years. I will ask.
I'm not talking about Aubrey.
I will ask
Aubrey,
the greatest rapper of the last 10 years.
Dog, I'm not talking about, dog. I wasn't.
You talked to mentioned Drizzy.
You said the greatest rapper, so you said the go rapper. So I'm saying, I'm not talking about Jay-Z. I was talking about Aubrey. I'm talking about, we both know Jay-Z is the best rapper. We know Jay-Z is the best rapper, so we're not even doing that. Okay, we're not doing that.
Fuck out of here.
So, let's stick to the script.
Yo, my nigga, if you want to draw a title and you want to work with Ellie Wilson or work with Torre, you can work with two old 50-year-old niggas. Because it's only old 50-year-old niggas talking that Jay-Z shit. You and 50-year-old niggas. That's why that nigga lost. Who Kendrick in every category? He lost to Kendrick in every category. 5-0 that nigga. Every category he was in with K-Dot, Kendrick beat that nigga. Hope you thought kissing white people's ass all these years was gonna get you some Grammys,
kissing
nigga.
Kissing white people's ass.
Family, nigga, you lost to K-Dot, nigga.
Kissing
K-Dot,
white people's ass.
Right now, rap's better than you.
Kissing
K-Dot
white people's ass. But he stands up for Colin Kaepernick.
And
stands
I
up for
apologize.
A lot of black people doing stuff.
Gabe,
okay.
I want to apologize to all our fans out here because we're not talking about the Black Panther soundtrack, executive produced by K-Dot. K-Dot spits fire on every song.
That's a fact.
That's a win.
That's a fact.
West Coast
That's a fact.
Win.
That's
Super
a fact.
Salute.
I agree with you,
K-Dot.
I agree.
Salute to the people. Salute to the people in Black Panther say we need a rapper to go to. Who did we go to? They went to the best rapper currently. His name is Kendrick Lamar.
I like what Kendrick is doing. So I'm never gonna disrespect Kendrick.
I know you do. You don't have to.
I like Kendrick.
I know you do. You don't.
I like Kendrick way more than Aubrey.
I
like Kendrick way more than Aubrey. I can tell you that. That's a fact. Drake ain't fucking with Kendrick.
And guess what?
Let's be
and
clear
I'm not
on fucking
argue
that.
With you about that. And I'm not gonna argue with you. About
you can't.
See,
you can't.
I won't.
Because you can't.
I won't.
That bum ass nigga don't write his rhymes. Fuck are you talking about?
I won't. I won't. I won't.
And all you niggas going crazy over Drake. Everybody going crazy over Drake video because he giving people money. Oh, that was so cute. Listen, I have no problem with that. You giving money to the hood. Shout out to you, Drake. You know, but let's be real. Your last two albums are still trash. So you can give people money and take care of them. And I appreciate that. You going to the hood and going to people's high schools. And the video you did, I got to give it up. The God's Plan shit, the video was nice. But let's be real, my nigga. Your album is still trash. That's not going to help the fact that, you know what I'm saying?
So attacking his album, what does attacking his album have to do with the fact that this was a great video, great gesture, showed you how connectable Drake is? Drake being the number one fucking star in the world on the level of a Bruno Mars type, the fact that he did this video to him, because my favorite rapper never did videos like this. I know rappers that you love this much never get to see human beings. They won't be in a room with a human being, nigga.
Drake,
you really walking into a store, high school, and you know what I love about it? Drake show, anywhere I go, people immediately notice me, and I'm a fucking god to these people.
What do you mean wherever
Drake,
I walk?
That's
what giving him brownie points? Because wherever he walks, people know
think
who
about
he is.
High school.
Man, if y'all get
think
the fuck out of here
school.
With that, man.
Think about it. When Drake goes to a high school, Drake is God to high schoolers. He's God. That's all
That's
they
a
know
fact.
Is Drake.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
That's all
That's
they
fact.
Know. So he walks in there, and they're like, holy shit, Drake? Now, if you go to an elderly retirement folks' home, then you bring Jay-Z. All folks
Yo,
home,
my nigga.
If you go to a 40s, if you go to a disco party or a Prince versus Michael Jackson party, then everybody's going to know who Jay-Z is. You know what I'm saying? If you go to a party thrown by DJ Red Alert, then everybody's going to know who Jay-Z is. But if you go to just straight high schools and you deal with the youth that push hip-hop, it's Drizzy all day.
I gotta say, I like the video. And in an era of hip-hop where niggas' videos and visuals are straight trash, I'm giving it a props. He went to UM. He driving through the hood.
You have to.
I like the video.
You have to.
I don't like the song. The song is still trash. I don't like the song.
Your favorite rapper ain't going to do it, so you got to like it. Your favorite rapper will never do no shit like this, so you got to like it.
What?
This is why.
So
Jay-Z, this is what makes
Jay-Z never went
so
through the hood? He never did videos in Marcy? So Hov never did videos in Marcy? It wasn't in Toronto. He had to leave. He's not from the States. The States that he seems to bash all the time and doesn't want to do interviews and shit, but he comes over here to do videos. How hard it is for a rapper to go through the hood and do it? This is a good video. I like the video, man. He gave the young girl crying and stuff. He gave people money. He went to the store, scholarship,
why
Miami scholarship, $50,000.
Why was she so happy? Why was she crying? Why was she so happy when she saw him?
It's Drake.
A.K.A. God.
It's Drake.
A.K.A. God to these niggas. A.K.A. God to these niggas.
Not my hip-hop God, but, you know. But it doesn't accept the fact that, I mean, he's rocking the UM show. He's in Miami, my dude. Come on, it's Drake. He's in 305. One of the hottest places to live, as a fact. Shout out to 305 right quick. Yeah, but, all right. I seen the city going crazy when he came out here. I mean, you wasn't catch me out there, but, you know, I'm good off that. If Jay was out there, I'd have went, but, you know, Drake was out there. So, just not for me. But him giving the people money and all that, that's changing people's lives and shit. You know what I'm saying? That lady crying and shit. That shit is dope. It's a dog. The video is fire, man. I can't even say nothing about the video itself. Is fire. When you see that little boy hugging his mom,
why are you bringing up
and all
why
that?
You bringing
that's
up
real tears.
Past two albums?
No.
Then why are you bringing up his past two albums? Why are you bringing that up? What does that have to do with the fact that this is a great video?
It's a my nigga. I'm gonna take it. It's one of the best videos I've seen in a long time.
You like it better than the visuals for 444? You got title. You like it better than the visuals for 444?
Yes.
You have title for each of those videos?
Yeah.
God's Plan
video
is better
than. Listen.
For 444?
I'll say this. God's Plan video is better than every Jay-Z visual that he had on 444. Because it's different. It's different. God's Plan.
Did I have to pull your teeth to get you to say that?
No, I like the video. The song, I like Diplomatic Immunity song more than this. But that nigga's changing lives and giving people money. I mean, he's buying people. I guess they're going to buy his album now. I don't know. Or say his shit is hot. No, it's really not.
Drake doesn't want to do that. His album goes number one every time it drops.
Yeah, it can go number one, but it doesn't mean that no one's talking about it after 3 days, though. No one talks about the album after 3 days, though. And that's the last two albums are trash. And Drake, I appreciate the video, but I'm not going to be – I'm not Drake, I appreciate the video, but I'm not going to be blind to the fact in my head, heavy deep voice, you blind, baby. I'm not going to be blind to the fact that you have to come correct on your next album because your last two albums are trash.
Let me ask you a question. Why are you not talking about Remy Ma's latest video with Chris Brown?
I don't like that
Chris
shit.
Brown.
I don't like Remy Ma. I don't like that.
Why are you not talking about it, man? Why are you not talking about it?
Because Remy Ma does not. Why would I talk about it? Because Remy Ma doesn't sound good when she does tracks that's trying to get pop appeal. If it's real popish appeal, she don't do good on poppy tracks. That's why her and Fat Joe's album was trash.
Okay.
Platano's shit was trash. Let's keep it talking. The best song on there was All the Way Back.
I'm talking about this video. So
I don't like that.
Song,
listen, you could take Mint Condition and Pretty Brown Eyes. I see that's the new wave now. Niggas want to take historic songs like Mint Condition, Pretty Brown Eyes. You know, I love that song. Shout out to Mint Condition. They got Mad Bangers, classic, underground classic. You Send Me Swinging. All that shit's fly. But then you take that song and then you loop it up and put some hip-hop spice to it. I'm not fucking with the Remy and Chris Brown track, my G. I'm good off that, my nigga. I'm good off that. There's nothing for me. But once again, I don't want to lose fact. Let's not lose fact that Drake, you have to come correct on your next album because your last two albums was trash. They were garbage.
Yo, here's the thing. Drake is a pop star. He don't make music for you.
No. You're right. He doesn't have to give a fuck about me. I'm not asking to give a fuck about me. But guess what?
No,
I'm gonna critique your fucking album, nigga. I don't give a fuck. You don't gotta care about me.
Okay.
I care about hip hop. And if you're running around here saying that you're the greatest, best rapper, and all this other bullshit, nigga, I'm gonna critique your album, nigga. Fuck you talking about. I'm not gonna be blind
to
the fact
that
you're doing other shit.
He doesn't have the right to say that.
Say what? 444 was better than Drake's last two albums put together. Let's be clear on that on
okay.
the show. That's a fact. That's a hip hop fact. That's a hip hop
okay.
fact. Common boys, you know
I'm,
that. Don't fuck with me, nigga.
I just wanted to know what you thought about Remy's last single.
Who
and
cares
the
about
single
Remy, though?
That.
Who cares about Remy's last
she
song, though? Who's
she
talking about Remy's last
shit? She had a song.
Little Kim Dream was all right. It was all right. It wasn't crazy. Remy's last two joints ain't that good, though, my nigga. I'm sorry.
So you're acknowledging that Cardi B is hotter than Remy right now? You acknowledge that Cardi B's putting out better songs than Remy? Are you acknowledging that?
Cardi B's last two singles are better than Remy Ma's last two singles. But that doesn't mean Cardi B is a better rapper MC
you.
Than Remy Ma. We ain't gonna go there.
No.
I gotta make sure. No, nigga. I have to make sure I highlight that.
Okay,
yes, Cardi B, your last two songs
I'm
are better than Remy Ma's last two singles, but you throw a beat on and ask them two chicks to rhyme, Remy's 30 and Cardi B, man. She's still a 30, please.
You're right.
30.
Right.
A 30.
You're right.
If I'm
an up-and-coming rapper and you say, who do you want on your track right now, I'm getting Cardi B. Coming to the studio with Cardi
what kind
and
of track
make
it
sure
is.
You leave
it depends
studio.
What kind of. It depends what the beat is. See, you can't leave out the minerals and ingredients and the fiber of the conversation. It depends on the beat is, okay? Let's be clear on that. It really depends on the beat, first off. That's off the rip. Because certain beats, I'm not trying to hear Remy rap on. Certain beats, Cardi B might sound better than Remy on. That's just facts. And certain beats like Lean Back.
I don't think Cardi B can rap better than...
Cardi B on Lean Back should get lost. I don't think she should do better than Remy on Lean Back at all. That all the way up, nah. Nah. But them ratchet songs with a little soft twang to it, yeah. Where you rapping like you're not from the Bronx, cause you know what I'm saying. You rapping like you from like you live with Quavo, all of that.
Who you talking about, French Montana?
You got the wrong nigga. I'm not a French Montana dude.
No, because you're saying rapping like you're not from the Bronx. Are you talking about French Montana?
Him too. I'm not a French Montana guy, so I don't know what you talk about
okay,
with that.
Okay.
When have you ever heard me defend French Montana?
It's going to be equal opportunity out here. It's going to be equal opportunity.
No, I'm not a French Montana guy, so wait for it. It didn't work. I'm not a French Montana dude. You know that. I'm a Max B dude. I like the video, man. I like the video. I think it's one of the best videos I've seen in a long time. I got to give it up to Orbs. He really, you know, he stepped out of his element from doing and anytime you do a video that's not the same typical videos that you niggas do where you're in a club with 13 bitches popping champagne on her ass, I've seen it so many times, you know. You're not at the casino rolling craps and shit like that. You're going around the hood. And shit. It's always that feeling. I haven't seen a video like that in a long time, you know, from an artist of the stature of Aubrey is what I'm saying. So that's what it is, man.
When you say stature, hold up. When you say stature, what do you mean stature?
The pop artist that he is. The pop rapper that he is. You know, the guy that's going to make a single that's going to get played all the time. And I have to throw up all the time. But then when you get the project out of 15, 16 joints, it's 4 is probably good. You know what I'm saying? It's a C-minus album, even though it sells. It sells because of the name on the front, not because of the quality of the music. Big difference. Schooling y'all right quick. You know, Kendrick makes different music, you know. Am I wrong?
You're right.
Okay. That'll wrap my G. Sue Surf. Been on for a couple weeks now, and he's been laying low. He'll throw a tweet out there, here and there, you know. Good to see him back on social media, laying low. I did see the clip of him and Joe Budden and them playing some type of Monopoly shit. I've seen that. He looks to be in good spirits. But yesterday he tweeted out names of particular individuals, and it's not very cryptic. I mean, obviously, when you put these individuals' names out, you're going to get a response from the battle rap community, Mr. Watson. And he put some names out here, and I want to talk about each of these individuals. One of the names he threw out there was JC. He threw a Rum Nitty out there, and he threw Murder Mook out there, and then he put Gun Titles, What Up. So when I see Gun Titles, What Up, that just tells me that him and Tay Rock could actually get back on 2-on-2, which I think would be crazy. Like I said, I'm not a big supporter of the 2-on-2. That's my guy. Watson, he loves that 2-on-2 shit. He counts it. He thinks it's a check mark in your battle rap resume. We're gonna win when you guys go to the fucking battle rap award shows. He feels there should be a category for 2-on-2. If you ask this nigga, that's him though. With that being said, he said, JC, I know you're a big supporter of JC. You rock with JC throughout his career, even when he had issues with URL, you still followed him at afar, you still appreciate his battles off URL. A JC versus Sue Surf do anything for you? And are you surprised that he said JC?
If he wants to push his pen, JC is the one you push your pen for. He clearly has a lot of respect for JC as a lyricist. Sue Surf can pick any rapper he battle rap. If Surf puts names out there, that means he picked you. And everybody will say immediately yes to it. They'll immediately. So Nitty,
right.
Everybody will stop what they're doing to battle Surf. Everybody he named. I mean, that's the power he has. So
to me, it was shocking because I didn't see JC. I didn't see that come anywhere like JC. I could see Rum Nitty because Rum Nitty's URL roster. He battle rock. You know, people fuck with Rum Nitty, hard body. So I could see the Rum Nitty. JC caught me off guard. Obviously, he's clearly been paying attention to what JC did since JC came back to URL. And to come back to a JC battle is really pushing your pen. It's like you're really not taking no break. Don't murder Mook out there, just throwing it out there, just to fucking throw it out there. It's like throwing a name into the ocean.
No, it's not.
You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not. We'll get to Mook in a second. Well, it's not. Is that a battle that you want to see, though, JC and Suster? I don't know if I'm too big on that, though.
See, there's no such thing as a battle I'd want to see because people didn't know if they wanted to see Iron Solomon versus Rum Nitty, and everybody said Iron Solomon versus Rum Nitty was a straight classic. So that is a false premise. Never start off, is that a battle you want to see? Because nobody was running around saying, I want to see Iron Solomon. Nobody was running around saying, I want to see Iron Solomon versus Rum Nitty. What happened?
That turned
out to be a classic. So the whole, if that ain't matter, you want to see, put two MCs who battle up against each other and let's see what happens. That's the
random URL, man. What are y'all doing over there? I got to say this, Watson. My bad, brother. Y'all are sitting on Rum Nitty, Iron Solomon. You're sitting on B-Dot and Emerson Kennedy. Even Watson, he's big in the heat. Ladies and gentlemen, you asked this man what battle he's looking forward to the most in his battle rap, right, in battle rap. Appetite right now. When Danny Myers and K-Shine drops, this nigga's gonna go fucking crazy. I'm gonna let y'all see. They go to Ric Flair.
In my Ric Flair voice. Woo! In my Ric Flair voice. Yeah, I'm waiting for that one. Woo!
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that one.
Oh, God. Yeah. Jeez, I woke up a sleeping giant. JC. I don't know. Watch it, man. JC and Surf, would that be better on a small room? No, than a big stage.
No,
and I don't want
JC,
stop rocking two t-shirts on each other, my nigga. You gotta stop doing that. It was very hard to watch you rock a white tee and then rock a Cigarello shirt.
I just don't like that, man.
Yeah, I believe in appearance. See, I'm looking at the business standpoint of battle rap. Your appearance. Shout out to A-Verb. Taught me this a long time ago. Your appearance was a lot in battle rap. Shout out to A-Verb.
You're looking at a man and how he dresses.
Really, my nigga? That's where you going? Come on, my nigga.
I'm
an old head, man. That pause shit you trying to throw to me right now, I know we have to say that because there's a lot of wild shit I am in the world, my G. But it's not going to work to a guy that's married with three kids and got grandkids. It just don't work my old head, man. You know what? It's too, you know, I'm an old man, bro. I don't know. That's for the young boys with that shit. But no, I'm saying, I think appearance does matter. That's just my opinion. Appearance does matter, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so let me just be very clear. The last thing I've ever noticed when battle rappers battled was their gear. I just don't do it. I come from a radio era where I listen.
It's not a radio era. It's not a radio era anymore. It's not a radio era. That shit sounds
good,
man.
Let me tell you something. Do you know I watch battles sometimes? I play them and then I lay down and just close my eyes while I'm listening to them. Like, I don't need to watch it. I need to listen to it. I need to listen to it. That's what
was
I want to hear.
Ready?
You want to look at how they're dressing? That's on you. I want to hear the bar.
Knock it off. I'm just talking about appearance.
Let me go back
how
to
you
just
looking.
Smack.
Appearance matters to me, man. That's forever on stage, my G. Come on, man.
The reason why Smack is sitting on battles, in my opinion, is because he puts them on pay-per-view. So his thing is, I'll put it on pay-per-view, and everybody had an opportunity to watch it. And then you guys
can watch it now.
And then you can find it. And then you can find it. People sneak it up on YouTube and bootleg it, and it's up. So that's why he holds it. Like, he puts it, because in his mind, it's been out there. People have seen it. People have talked about it. People have done reviews on the stuff. It hurts people who don't get the pay-per-view and don't go to live events. Now we out here sitting here waiting forever. We're in February, man. I remember when Emerson Kennedy battled with B-Dot, and that third round by B-Dot had the battle rap community going bonkers. No,
J-Rock.
Where is this battle?
J-Rock.
Where is this
gonna
battle?
Have to battle B-Dot some J-Rock. before you hang up your jersey, my guy, you're going to have to see B-Dot. And when I say see B-Dot, B-Dot, you got to see T-Rock also, vice versa. So let me be clear when I say that. Okay.
No, so I'm just saying, sitting on these battles is I don't like it.
I don't want to see Taylor. If Serp is going to battle JC, I want it in a small room. I don't want it in an urban plaza. Maybe I'm reaching. I don't know. I like JC a lot, man. I think I like JC a lot. And I'm sorry, you know, a lot. I respect his pen. I respect that he'll battle anybody. I respect that he respects the craft. I respect that he stays away from battle rap trauma. I respect him, man. I really respect him. He's put in a lot of work in his battle rap career, man. JC is that nigga, even though I'm still mad at you to this day, my nigga, that you lost 100 bullets. Yeah, let me say it again. You lost 100 bullets. That's disgusting. But, yeah, man.
No, it's not. 100 bullets is a lyricist. He's a lyricist, but in battle rap terms,
he's not a battle rap person that comes at your neck and you're like, wow. No, my nigga,
bullets,
I don't get the jazz face when I listen
trash.
To 100 Bullets, my nigga. Knock it off.
I do.
Dog, he's
do.
Not even
I
top 10 on King of the Dot. He's not even a top 10 on King of the Dot, my nigga. Come on.
Yo, I'm just telling you, I think 100 Bullets is nice as fuck.
Yeah,
I remember his battle in the choir room. His battle in the choir room. On Queen's Flip
Room.
This nigga was the quiet room. Yeah, the choir room. What? Oh, that's not part of battle rap now? My fault. I'm sorry. I watch choir.
Shout out to Queen's Flip.
I apologize.
Shout out to Queen's Flip. I respect
everybody.
That man.
I,
yo,
I
let me say something.
I watch choir.
I apologize. Random. I think the comic boys need to know this off air. When you and I talk about Queen's Flip off air, isn't it always cordial? It's always a good conversation. Like, yo, we have mad respect for Queen's Flip.
I love what Queen's Flip does with everything he does. I love his approach
yes.
to everything.
Facts. But I don't like I wasn't a big
I love his interviews.
Support
I love
of the choir.
Queen's Flip has one of the best interview styles.
Yeah,
period.
I fuck with Flip.
Nobody interviews like him. Nobody.
And let me say this. Queen's Flip, though, on some G shit, though, that nigga's official because that nigga be getting Bino. I just seen an interview with Frenchie. He got the Rex interview. That nigga be, yo, battle rap exploration he was doing. He's even talking to niggas off just not battle rap. He's took his brand to a whole different level, man. That nigga Hustle Game is serious. I want to battle the shit he got with his kids. Salute to Queen's Flip, man. I just want to throw that out there. But, yeah, JC and Sue Surf, I guess. Another name he threw out there, Rum Nitty. Your thoughts? I got to go,
Why are you doing that?
I gotta have real talk, Surf. Surf. Now, this is why I'm a real dude. Because Surf is my guy. That's my dude, man. Fucks with him heavy, man. Surf, I'm gonna say this. If there's one person you come home to and off the rip that you shouldn't battle right away, don't do Rum Nitty first. That's what I'm gonna say. I would not advise. Hey, Quam. Quam is my nigga. Quam is Sue Surf's manager. Check PSA podcast. Quam, he's doing it twice, talking about Sue Surf when he was locked up and when he got out. Shout out to Quam. Quam, don't do that. Do not give Surf Rum Nitty out the gate. I'm just, nah, no.
And you're basing it on Rum Nitty's performance against Iron Solomon? Is that why you're saying that?
I'm basing it off Rum Nitty, period. Rum Nitty Ave, I'm basing it off that, my nigga. That's what I'm
basing
it off. I mean, what are you talking about?
Your
Rum Nitty versus Danny Myers? That's what I'm basing it off.
So you're saying that you think it's easier to battle JC?
He lost to JC.
No, I'm saying, do you think it's easier for Surf to battle JC than Rum Nitty?
Yes. Right now, yes. And I think it'll be a better... I think Surf and Rum Nitty will be a better back and forth than JC and Surf. It might be low key better than Surf and Mook. Niggas might not want to hear that. Three, shut the fuck up. What are you talking about? I'm just saying the back and forth comment, boys. That's all I'm saying. Rum Nitty's fire, my nigga, fire. I don't think off the rip. I think, yo, if I'm served, I'll battle Mook before I battle Rum Nitty right now, off the rip, out the door. There's more to say to Murder Mook, I think, right now than there'd be more to say to Rum Nitty. And I think Rum Nitty would say, Rum Nitty's fire, man. Rum Nitty's fire. Nigga did DNA.
You have a better chance.
Dirty DNA.
Let me say this. I think you'd have a better chance seeing LeBron James go to Golden State than Mook come back to battle rap.
We don't know that, man. We don't know that. I just heard Mook on Joe Budden podcast. They called Mook up and talking about surfing shit, man. And let's be real, this be a great payday. Mook is about his paper. Surf is going to get a payday. I don't know. Are you already off the door?
Hold up. Mook is about his paper. He's turned down so many battles that were giving him paper. So many battles that was giving him paper. How are you even saying that with a straight face? You telling me he didn't turn down battles where there was guaranteed paper?
You and I had Arsenal the Rebel on this show. You and I interviewed Arsenal the Rebel on this show. I could go to PSA podcast, Arsenal the Rebel, me and Watson. This nigga was on this show with 52 minutes going ape shit on Murder Mook and telling us Snoop had money on the table for them. He turned that down just out of third. But I think it's different because of the name Surf and all that. And I think Mook sees.
Wait. What do you mean it's different because of the name Surf? We're talking about Arsenal. Arsenal, the guy who's about to battle Hollow the Don. Hollow the Don, one of the people calling him a Mount Rushmore guy.
Do you think people care more about Arsenal the Rebel, Arsenal versus Hollow, or Mook and Surf, my nigga? Let's be honest.
I think battle rap fans.
Hey, this nigga come with the bullshit. Hey, he come with the bullshit. Go ahead, man.
Okay, no, I'll tell you. Arsenal Hollow.
This nigga want to be the oddball so badly.
Which is why.
Answer the question,
two.
Nigga. It's mad easy, nigga.
Arsenal Hollow.
It's surfing move.
Arsenal Hollow.
What's taking you so long? You're just Arsenal Hollow. The fuck you
trying to be
about?
Different. You're trying to be different, my nigga. You're trolling me right now. You just want to go the opposite way because what I said. Let's be real. Is that what you're doing? Be honest. Be honest with me. Be honest with me in the comment, boys. You're saying Arsenal and Hollow just to have an argument. Let's be honest.
No,
you don't really believe that.
I'm saying Arsenal Hollow.
You don't really believe the battle rap community.
I do believe it.
Nigga, I'm talking about you, Watson. We're talking about the battle rap community.
I don't think they care more about Surf and Mook than Arsenal and Hollow. I can only speak for me. I do not speak or connect with the battle rap community at all.
There's no connection when you do a show.
I speak for me.
When you do a show and you go to battles, you sound stupid as hell. You was in a building for some madness too. You've been the queen of the ring events. What the fuck are you talking about? Shut up, nigga. Just shut up,
I'm telling you, you're
not
using
like
part
of the culture. Stop being a fucking cornball now.
You've been to events. You've been to some madness too. You've been online at battles, my nigga. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about. Everybody wants to see a rematch with Hollow and Arsenal because everybody thinks Hollow can beat Arsenal. And everybody always said Arsenal can't beat Hollow now. That is why this
people
is Smack Volume 2 main event battle.
Main event battle.
Well, I just think, well, what do you think about Surf and Rum Nitty, though?
I'd rather see Surf and JC.
Are you sick?
Put JC's name out there. He put his name out there for a reason. Surf put JC's name out there and he put it out there for a reason. Surf put JC's name out there. Why do you think he did that? You think he just threw it out there for no reason? He respects JC.
That's not what I asked you, though. I asked you, you rather see Surf?
Yes, I'd rather see Surf and JC. Yes.
Have you seen JC last couple battles been kind of funny? His last three battles been kind of funny style. Oh, can I read them off to you? Okay. The Illmac battle wasn't the greatest JC. The T-Top battle wasn't the greatest JC. Even though I had T-Top winning 2-1, I'm not saying JC was bad. I'm not saying JC Bars was bad because he's never a bad lyricist. Just some of this shit wasn't connecting, man. It just wasn't, it was like, all right. You know, and then he was all that, I am the best nigga. Like, all right, my nigga, cool. And then he lost to Twerk. So it's like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I'm not saying I understand why Surf put his name out there because of the work that he's doing. He, like you said earlier in the show, he probably respects JC's pen game. But if I'm talking about, listen, man, Surf, listen, I can get deep into this shit. Surf and Rum Nitty, two dark-skinned brothers, same stature. Rock, Rum Nitty and Tay Rock battle. Tay Rock and Surf are gun title brothers. It just, Tay Rock, I mean, Surf talks that gun bar shit. When Rum Nitty's the fucking gun bar king. Why you can't see the coalition? I gotta break it down for you, my nigga. You try to break it. You try to break that shit down lovely for y'all. Just broke that
I want lyricists to battle each other.
Oh, and he's not a lyricist now. Wow.
No,
okay,
no.
My bad.
You just named the similarities. It's the same style of rapper battling each other, where there's a contrast with JC. You just named the same two rappers. One just happened to be from Arizona, talking that street shit. The other one is from Newark, talking that street shit. Whereas JC is going to rap. Well, you have to out-rap him. This is why Surf picked him. He respects his pen.
Why JC over Rum Nitty, though? Why? Because JC beat Rum Nitty? That's why you're saying
yo,
that?
The only person, yo, the only person you got to ask is Surf. Ask Surf, Surf, why did you say JC? That's all. You asked the wrong person. He put the name out there. He put the name out there. And if he puts the name out there, who Surf wants, Surf gets, except Mook.
Now, good transition. Good segue. You put Murder Mook's name out there. That's what we want to see, my nigga. Let's keep it tall. We all want to see Mook and Surf. Mook, we don't want to see Battle Loaded Lux Part 3. Or you say, let me get X-Factor because I never battled X-Factor back in the day. Let me holler at Midwest Miles because we came from the same era. Or let me get a Sirius Jones part two now, since it was in the fucking store and shit on a fucking DVD. Times are different. I don't want to. No. Give us Smoke and Surf. And listen, I told you niggas, I don't want that in a small room at all. And Quam agreed with me when I said that to him on the show also. No, that deserves to be on a big stage. He said, yes, my boy against a Murder Mook deserves a big stage. That's a fact. That's a Summer Madness battle or a Known battle, in my opinion. On a Sue Surf versus Murder Mook potential battle, shit stops, man. Shit shakes, my nigga, that gets announced. Whether you like it or not, Watson.
Stop disrespecting battle rap fans. What you doing right now?
Oh, God. Disrespecting battle rap fans. Yeah, he put his name. Oh, no. What do you tell me? He put his name out there, right? You said the same thing about JC, so guess what? I'm going to say the same thing about Mook. How you like those apples? Guys.
Stop disrespecting battle rap.
How? He put his name out there.
But you're wasting everybody's time right now. Why are you talking about somebody who doesn't battle?
My nigga, he put his name out there. There's a reason he must have
you
put his name
Arsenal,
out there the way he put JC.
Arsenal,
what are you talking about?
Show. You had Arsenal on your show, and you had John Adon on your show. The man is not serious about getting into battle rap. So stop wasting everybody's time.
You don't think Surf and Mook have conversations behind the scenes that we don't know about, my nigga? I can promise you that. Okay, I'm going to let you know that's happening. What are you talking about?
When I see Mook battle, I'll talk
why
about
you
Mook
shit,
battle.
My nigga? I know you don't. Listen,
I'm not, dog. I'm not going to talk about Mook who doesn't battle. I'm just not going to do it. There's nothing for me to say. I can't even give an opinion. He does not battle. You want me to talk about somebody who won't jump in the ring with anybody from the last 10 years of battle rap? Like, what am
dog,
I supposed to do, man?
Dog, he put the name out there. What are you talking about? He put the name out there. He put Mook's name out there. The same
everybody
with Jason.
Put the name out there. Arsenal put the name out there. John McDonald put the name out there. Everybody put the name out there.
But
he don't battle.
You don't
think
Mook?
You really wasting time talking about Mook? Are you serious? Come on, my nigga. Like, stop it.
Yeah. I don't know. We're talking battle rap. We do a battle rap show here / hip hop / sports. Mr. Watson, he put his name out there. You just balked on me and said you put JC's name out there, right? So I'm doing the same thing to you. The same crop of individuals' names that Surf put out there. Murder Mook's name was on the list.
I will defer to you, all things Mook. I will defer to you. This is your expertise. You are way more.
I'm not an expertise on Murder Mook at all. Okay, because I don't know what the hell he's thinking. I don't know. But is that a battle you like to see?
Nope.
Cool, dog. So are you telling me in the comment, boys, that if Murder Mook and Sue Surf gets on a trailer tomorrow and you and I see that, Twitter is not lit, IG is not lit, the Facebook groups is not lit, that's what it's not lit, Lit City? That's what you're telling me, it's not lit.
I won't get hyped for anything Mook does unless I know he's going to battle.
That's not what I asked you, because we don't know if he's going to battle Jason. My nigga, we don't know if he's going to battle Ramidi. We don't know if he's going to battle JC, but we're talking about it. So we're doing the same thing with Mook. Why is Mook being exception to the rule compared to Nitty and JC names we put out there?
When you want to hear me talk about Mook and Surf and give a real breakdown for me knowing and seeing all their battles, I can do it. But speculation, I can't do it. The man does not battle.
You don't think Surf put his name out there for a reason, my nigga? You don't think there's a method to the madness?
I don't think Surf and Mook
Surf and Mook could do more for the culture than Austin and Hollow, man. I'm keeping it tall, man. We all know this. Now it depends on how the battle looks when it's displayed, when they actually go ding 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 and niggas gotta go in there with their rounds. But leading up
what do you
to
mean
that
more
shit
for the culture?
It's crazy.
Let me ask you a question. What do you mean more for the culture? Like, in terms of what? When you say that they'll do more for the culture than what we're going to get in Smack Volume 2 with Arsenal and Hollow, a rematch that every single battle rapper has been dying to see who loves Hollow to Don, is going to do more. What do you mean more? After we watch, if Surf and Luke battle, we're going to somehow come out of this and say, oh, my God, battle rap is back. It's alive. It's pushing forward. Like, what do you mean it's going to do more for the culture?
Let me explain. We've already seen Arsenal. You and I have watched Arsenal and Hollow throughout the years on the Fight Club before battle rap got large, and there was all these other guys now coming to the fold. That's a battle we always go back. Oh, we want to watch battle rap. You know, we'll go Arsenal, talking Arsenal versus Hollow with Don. You know what I'm saying? And we watch that. So we've seen this story before. We know the storyline. Arsenal's coming off retirement. You know, that's why I can't believe none of you niggas when y'all say I retire. Anyway, you need to handle that. They battled it before. Now we're trying to see a rematch, part two. Sometimes part twos don't always be great when it comes to movies and a lot of other stuff. You know, do I want to see a Scarface part two? No. Did I want to see a Belly part two? No. It's just not. Some movies I don't want to see a New Jack City part two.
Did you want to see Tay Rock versus Charlie Clift part two? Did you want to see that?
That's different. That was
different.
What's
different about it? What's different about it?
I can tell you why. Because Charlie Clips did Tay Rock so dirty, and I think Tay Rock, for him, he needed that closure with Charlie to let him know that particular day in Lions Den, I was not correct.
Don't need closure with Arsenal after Arsenal did Hollow dirty in front of Joel Ortiz for bread, for that Fetty Wap, for that money, and Hollow what get back? Because he got done dirty.
He did get dirty. Yeah, Hollow, you got 30, my G. That's a fact. I feel you on that.
The table and the rematch is the same case that you can make for Hollow. Is that all first verse?
It's not first verse because I don't think Hollow's career is not going to be in a chapter with that. I need that Arsenal rematch. I think the Tay Rock. And he needed more of a. I agree with you watching where you're going with that. The angle you're going right there was a great angle. For me, though, just for me, I just feel Tay Rock needed that rematch with Charlie Clips more than Hollow needs for Arsenal. I'm not saying Hollow doesn't need it, but I really feel Tay Rock needed that shit more with Clips, my nigga. You see what I'm saying? Because Clips was top dog. Clips was still a top nigga at the time when they battled. You know what I'm saying? And Rock was like, all right, I gotta get this back. I feel what you're saying, though. But for me, I gotta go rock. And what I mean for the culture also, the conversation leading up to Mook and Surf, it's like, my nigga, you think there's a big conversation with Arsenal and Hollow? Only thing they talking about right now is pool table conversation about a goddamn pool table. That's the argument
with Mook
them right now. Come on, man.
Let me tell you what Mook and Surf bring. Mook brings in a bunch of battle rap fans who don't know shit about battle rap. Industry dudes like Busta Rhymes, Elliot Wilson, guys who know him from the industry.
Weren't you in the building
the
with Busta Rhymes for Summer Madness 2, my nigga? Weren't you in the building with Busta Rhymes What are some of Madness 2? What are you talking about? Come on, man.
Listen, this is a battle you want to see. Watch this. You're talking about a hypothetical battle. I'm talking about a battle that's actually going to happen. Arsenal versus Hollow. It's actually going to happen. You're going to see it. Smack Volume 2, main event battle.
I'm just saying, I think Surf and you know, Murder Mook, man, that's going to do more talking than Arsenal and Hollow and any other battle that drops. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just, it is what it is. Who would you like going into that battle if they battle them?
Who? Arsenal and Hollow?
No, Surf and Mook. We already did Arsenal and Hollow. Already talking
right
now.
Christ, man.
This nigga, yeah.
Yo, man, you talk about it, man. You talk about it, man. I can't do it.
Son,
man.
What's wrong with you,
like,
man? Why you can't? Why you can't?
Yo, listen to this. Did you listen to your interviews? You need to listen to your interview with Arsenal and John and Don again. Why don't you go back and listen to it, man? Like, come on, man. You can't even do this, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
Like, can
Murder
I tell
Mook
you?
Level.
Realistically, okay, yeah. I'll ask you a better question. Realistically, do you think it's possible? What is the battle easy to get done? Surf and Nitty? Surf and JC? Or Surf and Mook? Out of those three battles, rank the level of how easy, what would be the hardest battle to get done? Get a set date.
Murder Mook's battle is going to be the hardest battle to get by far.
Right.
By far.
So this is why I'm way more realistically anticipating Surf and Nitty and Surf and JC. Because
I'm not anticipating them off because of money, though. I'm not anticipating it because it's an easier battle, though.
I know those battles can happen. Like, we know for a fact. Surf said JC and Nitty, then it's going to happen. He says,
right.
We do not know if it'll happen. But we know definitively, if he wants those two, that battle happens.
Doesn't it make sense on all parties, whether it's Surf, Mook, URL, to get to the table and be like, yo, how can we make this happen? This is groundbreaking, man. Like, this battle has to happen.
You never watched the Mook interview. Mook talked about that the battle fell through and it was supposed to happen. He talked about it.
Different circumstances.
You know,
we know about all that. It's
so
different,
but my point is,
circumstances now, man.
But here's the thing. So the thing. This matters to you. It does not matter to me at all.
It matters to me.
No.
Because I honestly feel Mook, whether he be on some bullshit or not, and let's be real, Mook, I got to say this, Mook, your music career is not all that great, man. No shade, man, my G. I like your podcast way more than your music. You know what I'm saying? But I think you owe the battle rap community and yourself, Mook, believer, and yourself for you and Surf to happen. I think it's more on hold because of Mook way more than it is Surf. Can we agree on that?
Absolutely.
So that's a battle I like to see, though, man. I like to see Surf, and we'll get it popping. So that's what it is, man. Real quick, what do you think about the T-Top situation going on? With the Kenneka Jenkins line.
He had to make a heartfelt apology video because it got very real and it's still very real. He threw that line out there. They have not found out who this unsolved crime. And that, it really resonates with people out there because this was a fucked up crime that happened. And the way he just name dropped it, man, like that, it clearly bothered people. And he knows it bothered people. So that's why he went out there and I feel gave a heartfelt apology. But you got to know what you're doing. And I know there's people in the battle rap community saying, oh, this is battle rap, this is what we do, we're disrespectful. But, man, it affected a lot of people from the Chicago area in a different way.
Yeah. She got real low. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's unfortunate. I don't think T-Top meant any malice behind it at all. it's one of those lines that you say for shock value. You know what I'm saying? But where's the thin line? We say some wild shit because we just seen Goods and Jim's go through their situation. We've seen the Arsenal say some disrespect. If you go listen to Arsenal's first round against DNA, man, that is some real wild ass shit. Arsenal talking to Mr. Fab, that was some real wild shit. Surf saying shit about Mike Brown and Freddie Gray and all that. That's some real, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know the thin line between that. I know Chicago niggas, they don't really fuck around with that. So I just wanted to get your take on that. Take us home, my G.
PSA Podcast, home of Rookie of the Year, Donovan Mitchell. PSA Podcast, home of Bradley Beal, a.k.a. Nick Killer.
My nigga.
Nick Killer. No. Better than Tim Hardaway Jr. No, don't debate that. He's better than Tim Hardaway Jr. Bradley
Beal. He is, but it's not like, my nigga, he's like Bradley Beal is an ill, like he's a top tier two guard. He's not better than Klay Thompson.
Better than Rodney Hood. PSA Podcast, where we know Bradley Beal is better than Rodney Hood. Okay?
PSA Podcast, home of Watch LeBron James, ladies and gentlemen, second half after this All-Star break. PSA Podcast, I'm worried that the Cavs are going to lose that continuity they had for the first two games. They get this big break, and they got to get it back, get the magic back together. So I got to pay attention to that also. So that's what it is, man. PSA Podcast, All-Star Game weekend. Who you like for the dunk contest?
Donovan Mitchell.
Watch out for Dennis Smith Jr. That's all I'm saying. I'm not mad at Donovan Mitchell, but Dennis Smith Jr. You know
PSA
what I mean?
Podcast, where we both are better player than Dennis Smith Jr.
That we what?
That we know Donovan Mitchell is a better basketball player than Dennis Smith Jr.
Yeah, but we weren't saying that before the draft. And if, come on, we ain't even looking forward to Dennis Smith Jr.
But we're saying it now. But we're saying it now because it's a fact.
Okay, we're saying
it. But we're saying it now because it's a fact. PSA Podcast, home of Rookie of the Year Donovan Mitchell, not Jason Tatum.
Why don't you say the other guy that you like in Philly also? Why didn't you throw his name in there?
Because he's going to be runner-up.
No. Throw his name in there also, though.
Because he's going to be runner-up.
Why don't you throw Ben Simmons' name in the equation
PSA
also, bro?
PSA Podcast, where if you are not a scorer, you suffer in the Watson basketball ratings. And Ben Simmons, I love your game, but right now you are playing no different than Lamar Odom. You have 16 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. That's career Lamar Odom stats.
All he has to do is get a jumper. It doesn't have to be a consistent J like that, but you got to respect it, so to speak. And if you get a J down that, you know.
In your 13 assists, yesterday in the Stars game, he had 11 points, 13 assists.
Stars game
hey,
talk.
Ben Simmons, if you want to pass
Stars
the ball,
game
hey,
talk.
No, my point is this.
Stars
no, no, no. What I'm saying is
game
if
talk.
Ben Simmons, really? Ben Simmons, wow. If you want to pass the ball, and be a passer, pass what you want. Donovan Mitchell's going to be rookie of the year because he ain't passing to nobody. He's scoring. He's not trying to be a two-way player. He's scoring. He's doing the shit we don't like. He's scoring.
I never said I don't like scorers. I never said I don't like scorers. I just like two-way players. That's all. That's why I like guys like Kawhi, Scottie Pippen, Grant Hill when he was moving and shaking before he got injured. You know?
I
love niggas like that.
That's what you mean. I was over to Mashburn, but, you know, Cardinal Hayes.
I like Mashburn, but I like Jamal Mashburn. Queen's product, man. Come on, out. You know? But we did bust his ass when he played for the Heat by 2001. 2000 Knicks, when they went to, to Miami, bust that ass. That was Will Charles Prewell, Allen Houston, you know, shit like that. Oh, I missed, my nigga, I missed those Heat Knicks battles in the late 90s, man. Them shits was classic. We got to do a shit on classic series in basketball. You know, we'll dig our brains together. Pause. That's what it is, man. PSA Podcast. That's what it is. I got to try to see Black Panther so me and this man can chop it up about the movie. You know how we do already, man. Holler at your boys. You already know what it is, man. What?